About 4 years ago, when I was fortunate enough to visit Eretz Yisrael over the summer, I was driving on one occasion in the Old City, looking for a place to park, and I saw a spot that wasn't sure if it was legal or not, but there was a guy ahead of me pulling into a similar spot, so I parked behind him, and I got out, I said to him, "Slicha, mutar lachnot po?" So he looks at me, like a bit of annoyance, and he says, as if to say, "You dumb American, why ask such a silly question? You see I'm parking here, so why even bothering to ask if you're allowed to park here? Clearly you're allowed to park." Okay, thank you. So, look at this week's parsha for a second. And Yaakov Avinu comes to the well, and there's a massive Eben Gedola Pi HaBe'er, and he turns to the shepherds who are there, and he says, "Hashku atzom, why don't you go give your sheep to drink?" And l'chora, their response and reaction was probably one of a similar tone. "Silly man, look, you see a massive boulder on the well. What are you even asking for? Of course we can't on our own remove this boulder from the well and give the sheep to drink. It's impossible to move it." And so Yaakov walks up, plucks the stone off the well, says Rashi, "Odiach Hashakofel Gadol, really strong man." And he says, "Well, there you go. Go for it." So, why is it so significant for us to be told, as Rashi does here, Shakofel Gadol, that Yaakov was so strong that he was able to pluck that boulder off the well, and he even turned to the shepherds as if to say, "Why are you guys not watering your sheep? You know, get to it. Get moving here." So there's obviously a very significant lesson here in this exchange between Yaakov and the shepherds. The shepherds, on the one hand, told Yaakov Avinu, "Lo nuchal, we can't water the sheep because we need all the shepherds together to roll that big boulder off the well." And Yaakov Avinu, who questions them, "Why not give your sheep to drink?" And then walks up to the boulder by himself and picks it up and puts it to the side. Obviously was conveying a different sort of message to them in response. What's the lesson here? So by Norman Lamb in one of his drushes said beautifully as follows. He said, the exchange here between Yaakov and the shepherds was one of attitude. What exactly is your attitude in life? The shepherds take the approach of, "Lo nuchal, we can't do it. Sorry, no can do. We'll just sit here, hang out, and wait until finally everyone gathers together, and then, okay, now I guess we can do it, let's get to work." Whereas Yaakov's attitude was, "Let's go, you got a job to do. Put in the effort, try it, do it. Look, you can do it. Kocho gadol. When you put your mind to something, you're capable of doing that which you had previously thought was the lo nuchal, the impossible, the no can do's of life." Beautiful, beautiful pshat. Look, for example, at what happens after Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach battles the Sar Shel Esav. And Yaakov resists successfully the attempt of Sar Shel Esav to defeat him. And how does Sar Shel Esav then describe Yaakov Avinu when he names him Yisrael? Ah, precisely. He says, "Kisarisa im Elohim v'imanoshim," or "im Elohim v'imanoshim," depending on how you understand Pshat in that phrase. "Kisarisa im Elohim v'imanoshim v'atuchal." V'atuchal. Which Pashat Pshat means that you overcame those individuals that you struggled against. Esav and Lavan, says Rashi. But there's much more to that. V'atuchal means you're that individual who always has that attitude of, not the lo nuchal, but the attitude of, "Yes, we can." Batuchal. You prove that you were successful in doing and in overcoming and in coming out on top of all your various struggles and challenges. Beautiful, beautiful lesson about what the attitude is and what the results are. If you take the attitude of lo nuchal, of course you can't roll the boulder off the well. But if your attitude is, "Kisarisa batuchal," I struggle and I will succeed, I do succeed, then ultimately you will come out on top. You will come out on top. Look at Rachel Imenu in this week's parasha. When she names Bilhah's son Naphtali, what does she say? Naftule Elokim Niftalti Imachosi Gam Yacholti. I have two struggles with my sister. Vying to marry Yaakov. Struggling to have children. To be a mother for Shiftei Yisrael. But ultimately, when you persevere in those struggles, even if it seems difficult and challenging, Gam Yacholti, you ultimately succeed. You succeed. You see that you're able to, after stubbornly persisting to achieve something, ultimately you succeed. When there's that attitude of I can do it, that's met with success. Last year I had the schus to meet Harav Yosef Tzvi Rimon from Alon Shvut. Remarkable individual. He's a Talmud of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zechat Tzadok Lebracha. He's a Rav in Alon Shvut. Remarkable individual. He has been mechaber numerous sfarim in halacha. In addition, after Ariel Sharon evacuated the Jewish communities living in Gush Katif and the Gaza, Rav Rimon was terribly concerned about the thousands of Jews who had just lost their entire panasa after being forcibly evacuated from their homes. He launched Job Katif, an organization devoted to placing these recently evacuated Jewish men and women in jobs and finding them employment. He succeeded in finding employment for 3,000 such Israelis and helped start 280 new businesses as a result of this organization he founded, Job Katif. He then turned to the Ethiopian Jewish community and saw that, to his dismay, the Ethiopian women were having a miserable time trying to pass the nursing exams in Israel. What they call the psychometry. They didn't pass the bar. 580 was the minimum they needed to score on the psychometry. And they couldn't get to nursing school without that. So he started an organization called Achotenu to assist one nurse at a time in passing the psychometry exam to get them into nursing school and to create among the Ethiopian Jewish community nurses from that population as well. He then created an organization called Ta'asu Chayil, helping soldiers from underprivileged socioeconomic families finding jobs. Another organization. He then devised an innovative Mishnah curriculum, which is now being adopted by Mishra Chinuch and employed and instituted in many different schools around the country. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. He's also a Rav, Mechaber Svar, and he's doing all these organizations on the side. So he sat to us, he said, a person must spend 80% of his time with his family, with his job. Okay, that's, in general, it's his guideline. 80% of your time, family, work, everyone has that obligation. But he said, in 20% of your time that's left, he said, every person must dream of something to accomplish and to achieve. And he said beautifully, he said, Avraham Lichtenstein once said, look at Yaakov Avinu of Parshas Toldos and Yaakov Avinu of Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov in Parshas Toldos is very passive. Whatever his mother says, he does. Put on these goatskins, go to your father, get the brachos, give him food, run away to Paddan Aram, go to Lavan, buy, get himself a wife from my nieces. Just does whatever he's told. Comes to Vayetze, and this guy is really a wheeler dealer with Lavan. Unbelievable. What an enterprising businessman. What a successful wealth builder. Look at this guy. He's a real doer. And what changed? Said Aaron Lichtenstein. He stopped to dream in between. And Toldos just did as he was told. Vayetze, he becomes this massively mega millionaire. Why? He built a family. He built Shiftei Yisrael. Why? He first stopped to dream. When he stopped to think about what I could accomplish and what I should be doing, then you're zochet to a tremendous yachad d'shmaya. heard a beautiful vart just this week. Gemara in Chulin says that when Yaakov dreamt of the ladder, Malachim Olim V'Yardim, ascending and descending. And the Gemara in Chulin Dachsayal says that Malachim ascended up to Shemayim and saw the Demusti Yukno, the image of Yaakov, on the Kisei HaKavod. They descended down to earth and they saw him on the floor and they wanted to do him harm. Very odd, what does that mean? So I heard this beautiful pshat, Aida Goldricht pointed this out. I don't remember where he quotes it from, but it's a beautiful pshat. He said as follows. He said, the image of Yaakov Avinu and Shemayim represents that which Yaakov Avinu is capable of accomplishing. The image of Yaakov of Avinu down on earth is lemaisa, what has he done so far? The Malachim were comparing the two. Look at what you could be. Look at that image up in Shemayim of what Yaakov Avinu is meant to be. And look at where you are now. You haven't accomplished that yet. And they were angry. They wanted to do him harm. V'nei Hashem mitzvah of God said, no, don't touch him. And Yaakov ultimately then proceeded to, over the course of the parsha, become this unbelievable father of Shiftei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, remarkably wealthy individual, building a nation, building a people. When you dream of what you can accomplish, what you could be, you're zochet shemen seat d'shmaya, to actually becoming that which you're capable of, and accomplishing so much more than you ever thought to be initially possible.